You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has identified 97 new locally acquired coronavirus cases on Friday, bringing the total number of infections in recent weeks to just over 1,000. Of the new cases, 29 were in the community while infectious, 17 were isolating for part of their infectious period, while 46 were in isolation throughout. The isolation status of the five other cases remain under investigation. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says she's worried about unlinked cases, meaning people all over Sydney need to remain on high alert.
We still have a number of cases under investigation, and we are seeing the emergence of unlinked cases, which is a matter for concern. Clearly, the fact that 29 cases were infectious for two or more days in the community is incredibly concerning. And I can't stress to the community my absolute concern that we need to work harder at reducing mobility and reduce our interactions with others if we're going to bring this situation under control and see a decline in cases infectious in the community.
More than 77,500 people got tested for COVID-19 in the past day, with three quarters of the new cases recorded in the Fairfield local government area. New South Wales Health has confirmed a healthcare worker who worked at Liverpool and Campbelltown hospitals returned a positive test to COVID-19 after a patient tested positive with non-urgent surgery postponed at both hospitals. Three paramedics in southwest Sydney have also contracted the virus, forcing at least 70 paramedics identified as close contacts into isolation. Sydney and surrounding regions are preparing for a fourth week of a lockdown that was due to end on Friday, but will now continue for at least another 2 weeks until July 30th. Premier Gladys Berejiklian expects the numbers to surge on the weekend and says the Sydney lockdown won't end until number of infectious people circulating in the community gets close to zero.
We want to end this lockdown as soon as we can. We don't want this to drag on. And we know the community wants us to do more, so long as that means the lockdown isn't extended for a longer period. And that's really our focus. What can we do now to reduce mobility, to make sure that the virus doesn't spread? But the challenge for us is to make sure any decisions we take moving forward are targeted. The worst thing we could do is put in additional measures which don't have the desired effect. That's why it's really important for us to focus on the data, the information that we get from our experts, to make sure that any additional measures we put in place are going to have the desired effect.
And Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews is assuring the state it will overcome the highly contagious Delta variant through a short lockdown. The state recorded six new locally acquired cases of coronavirus on Friday, with 24 cases directly linked to Sydney incursions. Mr. Andrews says Victoria has entered a five-day lockdown to stop the spread of COVID-19, with the government promising to hopefully make it a short-term solution.
We've done it before, and we've done it before with the Delta variant. We can do it again, and we will do it again. We're all working as hard as we possibly can to make this as short a lockdown as possible, 5 days. That's certainly better than 5 weeks or 5 months. But as I said last night, Jerome and me and all those contact tracers and everybody else in the team, we can't do it on our own. We need, and we're asking for every single Victorian to play their part in that.
And the Australian Medical Association is calling on the New South Wales government to take further steps to bring the Greater Sydney COVID-19 Delta variant under control, including the closure of all non-essential retail outlets, non-essential services, and reviewing limits on how far people can travel from their home. AMA President Dr. Omar Khurshid also says vaccination rates in older age groups appear to be having an effect on lower hospitalisation rates in older New South Wales populations. But Dr. Khurshid says until everyone can access a vaccination, lockdowns will be a part of life.
Vaccines certainly are doing their job. We know they're doing their job, and we're seeing a number of young people in hospital in ICU rather than the huge numbers of older people that we saw in Victoria. That is a sign that the vaccines are working. Vaccines are our way out of this in the longer term. But for right now, for today in Sydney, the only way to stop this virus spreading is to stop people talking to each other, people coming close to each other, people breathing on each other, coughing on each other.
And Prime Minister Scott Morrison has thanked multicultural leaders in southwest Sydney for helping the community to follow lockdown rules. Speaking after National Cabinet, the federal government has indicated more pharmacists will join the vaccine efforts in metropolitan areas. Mr Morrison says their role will ramp up to increase vaccination rates around the country in the fight against the pandemic.
Seeking over the weeks ahead to bring more pharmacists into the metropolitan program in a limited way at first. Currently, pharmacists are working with us to supplement GPs in rural and regional areas where there aren't sufficient numbers of GPs to support getting those vaccinations to those communities. We will see pharmacists play an increasing role in the months ahead as the supply increases. There is no point having more points of presence with the static amounts of supply.
Mr Morrison and Victoria's Premier reached a deal for assistance to offer locked down traders some cash relief. Victorian workers and businesses will be eligible for financial support during the lockdown if they have lost income. Western Australia, meanwhile, has shut its border to Victoria as the state enters its first day of a five-day snap lockdown. From the weekend, anyone who has been in Victoria within the previous 14 days will not be allowed to enter Western Australia without an exemption. From midnight, Western Australia will have hard borders in place with Australia's three most populous states, Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland, effectively locking out the eastern seaboard. Tasmania will also order recent arrivals from Victoria to wear a mask and avoid crowds. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.